ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we're talking about the biggest upset in UFC history, forthcoming July the 6th, UFC 162. Of course, coming from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's coming down, folks. The curtain on the career of Anderson Silva, the longest-running UFC champion in history, coming to an end July the 6th when he takes on Chris Weidman. Unbeaten, the kid's never been taken off his feet. We're going to talk with a guy that sort of thinks about the same way, I mean, as far as this fight's concerned, Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight, at about 20 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Weidman getting ready to shake up the UFC world. Of course, Bellator coming back. Bellator doing their thing, but they don't seem to have the interest in the second season they had in the beginning of their first season in January. For some reason, I think they dropped the ball, and I didn't have enough programming in between the first season and the second season. Now, I thought the first season was a success, stunning, no question about that. But Jeremy Rebney bought it. But I think when he had that hiatus is just not good. You know, you're not the Sopranos. You know what I'm trying to say? Speaking of the Sopranos, James Gandolfini, I used to see him at the HBO parties back around 2000 in L.A. at the Staples Center in L.A. He drank a lot, he ate a lot, didn't take care of himself. Still, 51 years old, quite a shock. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Corona wants to make your summer better, so we're giving away prizes all summer long, including 50 kayaks.
Okay, this salad is delicious.
Thank you.
Where did you get this rutabaga?
From my garden.
You have a garden?
Uh-huh. In my living room. Come on.
Is that a long yellow kayak filled with dirt?
And compost. I've got eggplant, muskmelons, cantaloupes. Ever had a fresh yam?
I don't think
I'll dig one out for you. Hand me that paddle.
You're getting dirt on your carpet.
Oh, watch the grow lights.
Don't let this woman win your kayak. Corona's giving away kayaks to make your summer better. Go camping, explore a lagoon, ride some rapids, or just load it up with ice and a bunch of Coronas and drag it into the backyard. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona-like packages and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. Corona. Find your beach. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for the last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, y'all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60. While two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My boys, the king of harmonies, the mighty Tower of Power. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Pedro does a lot of work on the web for them. Check out the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month, Down to the Nightclub. We got it going on, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This hour, mixed martial arts. Of course, we go mixed martial arts noon to 1 Pacific time on Sunday. And, of course, boxing hour. It's 11 a.m. to noon. So we've got 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking live combat sports Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That is Pacific time. Okay, real quick, Gilbert Melendez, of course, a very close loser to Benson Henderson in that UFC lightweight title fight a couple of months ago down there in San Jose, California on Fox TV. Well, he's been pulled from the August 31st show in Milwaukee. Looks like he'll fight later this year against Diego Sanchez. Tough fight for Melendez. Melendez probably is the second-best lightweight in the world, the third-best lightweight. The problem with Gilbert is that shoulder. He's got a bad shoulder, and you sort of saw it in that Benson Henderson fight. His shoulder looked a little weird, like there was a broken bone poking out or something like that, but that's the shoulder. He had it operated on, and he's had some injuries with it, so the bottom line is, will that shoulder ever be 100%? Probably not, so that means that Gilbert Melendez, El Nino, will never be 100%. Of course, the city by the bay is where he calls home, San Francisco, California. Looks like Stefan Struve, remember him, the 7-foot guy that got knocked out a couple fights ago, issued a challenge to Antonio Nogueira. And Nogueira's got elbow surgery, so that fight ain't going to happen for Allen. Looks like Hector Lombard, of course, going from 185 pounds to 170 pounds. Remember that? He was the 185-pound sensation at Bellator. Then he came over to the UFC, and he got beat. I think Tim Botch beat him, but that's no disgrace in losing to Tim Botch. Tim Botch brings it every time out, and if you're not ready, guess what? He'll take you. He's one of those truth makers. He makes the truth, okay? And the truth came out that night that Hector Lombard wasn't all that conditioned. And of course, now he's dropping to 170 pounds. Good luck with that. The champion at 170, of course, is he aging? Sort of long in the tooth now. Is he long in the tooth? Is GSP seeing his best days? Georges St. Pierre, of course, the Canadian icon. I mean, I think he may be ready for the picking as well. Of course, Anderson Silva, 33-4. And man, Fodor's a professional boxer. A few people know this, but he got knocked out. I think he was like 1-2 or something like that. Had some paltry record as a professional boxer. Didn't seem like he caught too well. You know what I mean? Like, take a punch. That means he caught too well. Anyway, take it on Chris Weidman, 9-0-0. When I say 0-0, I mean 0-0-0-0-0. He's never been taken off his feet. So he's like unbeaten. He's like untouched. He's the man. I'm telling you, he's the next middleweight champion of the world. He took apart Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz, a very highly regarded former NCAA champion, okay? And he took him apart. Munoz never was in the fight, not for a second, okay? I mean, not even a minute. It was like a beatdown, a major beatdown. And this kid, Chris Weidman's, had some surgery in between. He's going to come back. He'll be 100%. He fought hurt in the last fight, but he's taking on Silva, of course, for all the marbles. The UFC pound-for-pound title. That's what's at stake here, because Anderson Silva, if you look at the UFC ratings, if you go to the various websites around the world, they all rate Anderson Silva, the longest-running UFC champion in history, the best fighter pound-for-pound in MMA. Well, if that's the case, and Chris Weidman hands him his head on July the 6th, guess what? He ain't the best fighter in pound for pound no more. He's now the second best fighter, the old best. Hey, listen, he's getting old. I mean, I'm not trying to say he needs, like, Just for Men or anything like that, but he's getting old. He's getting up there. He's closer to 40 than he is, I think, 35. So, you know, when you look at fighters like that, you think someday, at some point in time, they just got to get old in the cage, in the octagon. And when you get old in the octagon, you take a beating. That beating's going to be forthcoming July the 6th, Chris Weidman smoking Anderson Silva. And you heard it here first. I talked about this before this fight was even announced, that Chris Weidman, when he got his shot, would be the man that took down Anderson Silva for the World Middleweight Championship. So circle that date on your calendar, July 6th. Actually, if you're an MMA fan, July 5th and 6th are critical days. If you are a fan, you can get to Las Vegas, Sin City, Las Vegas, of course, and you can go down there and you can get a room and see Fan Expo, the UFC Fan Expo, the big show of the year. Of course, July 5th and 6th, there'll be every fighter in attendance. They'll be signing autographs. They'll be taking pictures with you. It'll be your chance to meet the UFC fighters up close and personal, the guys that you see on pay-per-view on the Ultimate Fighter Show. Speaking of the Ultimate Fighter Show, Ronda Rousey, man, her and Misha Tate, like, cat, man. Talk about a cat. Here's what's up. Kat Zagano was supposed to be the opponent and the coach on the Ultimate Fighter Series coming up with Ronda Rousey being one of the coaches, okay? And she got hurt. So they pulled Misha Tate, put her in Kat Zagano's spot, and then showed Ronda Rousey's reaction to this on TV without her knowing. So it was spontaneous, man. That was sort of cool. That's real TV, man. I think they got it going on this season. When you see Ronda Rousey's team and Misha Tate's team, I think you're going to see, like, unbridled rivalry, folks. Two chicks that don't like each other. Eventually, they're going to hook it up later in the year in a rematch. The last time, Misha Tate, I believe, lasted almost 5 minutes with the phenom, the undefeated Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one. Beautiful. She talks the talk. She walks the walk. She's the real deal. I think she's the biggest star in MMA right now in the world of UFC. And if they don't promote her right, if they don't make her the megastar that she is, and she is, I mean, she can talk it. She's a comedian. She can play. She can act. She's got all these talents, man. All these different talents. She's creative as well. She does those YouTube videos in which she dogs her opponents, and she's just the thing. She sort of reminds me a little bit of a young Cassius Clay. I mean, the Louisville Lip. She's from Southern California, but I mean, you know, she's whooping on dudes, throwing Victor Chinian around the ring, the former world boxing champion. She threw him around, like, I think she threw him six times, threw him six different times. And then the bottom line was she couldn't, you know, she couldn't kill him, but she laid him down and she did the, she ready to do the armbar on him. But he said, you know what? I can't do the armbar here. No question about that. I don't need it. And he got out of the ring. I'm talking about the, they were sparring in some dojo down in Southern California. Of course, Victor Chinian from Armenia. And he was hanging out with the Armenian judo team, and Ronda trains with them, and she's got the same trainer. So she takes on dudes, and she beats dudes in the gym. She's pretty, she's fine, and she can fight. She's deadly. She is deadly. Ronda Rousey, of course, the undefeated world bantamweight champion of the UFC, and of course she will be the biggest attraction, I think, in the world of mixed martial arts. And then later in Hollywood, because she's got it. She's got it going on. You're looking at possibly close to if it's done right, she may be the first billion-dollar athlete and actor when you combine the two to make that much. I'm serious. She, in 10, 15 years from now, if everything goes well, she may be a mega, mega star in the world of Hollywood. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Frankie Edgar is the co-feature in that UFC 162 card. Of course, the former UFC lightweight champion, the man that lost not once but twice to Benson Henderson, now dropping down to 145 pounds from 155 pounds. 14-4-1 is Frankie Edgar. He always brings it. We've had him on the show in the past. You know, he brings it, no question about it. Charles Oliveira, 16-3. And guess what, Charles? I don't think he's going to win this fight. But he's got the height. He's got the reach. Okay, he's 5'10". Edgar's 5'6". You know, if you learn how to use that reach, he's got these long, lanky arms. Oliveira's got a shot to keep that fight a three-round fight on its feet, make it a boxing match. But I don't think he's much of a boxer. I saw a fight of him, and I wasn't all that impressed. Tim Kennedy and Roger Gracie, of course, the Roger Gracie being a member of the famous Gracie family, might be like a sixth cousin or something like that. But, hey, they use that name. They use that name, and they keep working it. Mark Munoz, remember him? I just talked about him, the guy that got annihilated, got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, he got turned out in San Jose, California by the next middleweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. He shut him out last year. Mark Munoz now 12-3, taking on Tim Bosch, the gatekeeper, the man that is a truth keeper. He sets the story. In other words, if you can beat Tim Bosch, you're an upper echelon, an elite fighter in the world of MMA. If you can't beat Tim Botch, guess what? You're just like a B minus, a C type of guy. But Mark Munoz in tough. July the 6th is part of UFC 162. God, hard to believe that UFCs are like going that fast, huh? UFC 162. And, of course, UFC has announced some cards for later in the year. UFC 166, scheduled for October. Maybe Houston, Texas. Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, their third bout for the world heavyweight title. Of course, each fighter has won. Cain Velasquez has a five-round decision earlier this year. Junior Dos Santos, of course, knocked out Cain Velasquez in the blink of an eye about a year and a half ago. So this is a rematch. And guess what? Cain, I don't know. Cain's a monster. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with the cardio that Cain Velasquez has. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight title holder. UFC 167 looks like November 16th in Las Vegas with GSP fighting outside of Canada, taking on the challenge, the welterweight title challenge of hard-punching knockout puncher Johnny Hendricks. Johnny's a one-punch type of guy, man. Ba-boom, lights out. I mean, the Ernie Shavers of 170 pounds in the world of MMA, so that's going to be an exciting main event. UFC 168, of course, the aforementioned Ronda Rousey going down, December 28th, the year-end card, also in Las Vegas. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate for the world bantamweight title. I mean, what can I say? These girls are going to hook it up. We're not talking cat fight, folks. We're talking two women that can really, really fight. This is not a thing where I don't like you and you don't like me. No, we have two talented athletes on both sides of the spectrum here. And Ronda Rousey, yeah, she'll be favored. But does Miesha Tate have a shot? Miesha Tate's a live opponent against anybody. She'd be a live opponent against me. I mean, she'd probably lick me like a stamp. What I'm trying to say is Miesha Tate can fight. Ronda Rousey can fight. This is going to be a great fight. December 28th in Las Vegas, UFC 168 going down, of course, for the world bantamweight champion. UFC is talking about this, making this December 16th show, the November 16th show, a big show because of the UFC being 20 years old, November the 12th, 1993, when they debuted in Denver, Colorado. Of course, it was an entirely different sport, so I don't know why they're even talking about this, because the UFC of today is not the UFC of Royce Gracie and people like that, and Tank Abbott and people like that back about 20 years ago. It's just not that. Those guys were one-dimensional fighters. I mean, Gracie relied solely on his Brazilian jiu-jitsu skills, okay? He got people on the ground, and then he made you quit. That's what he did. He tied you in a knot, and he made you quit, okay? Nowadays, it wouldn't work. He wouldn't even be in the upper echelon. I really don't. I mean, as great a fighter as he was, a man that was the pioneer in the world of UFC. Of course, his father developed it, and he adapted this style of fighting on the ground. He's a master at it, no question about that, okay? But it wouldn't work in today's UFC, because today's UFC, guys can box a little bit, they can wrestle a little bit, they can ground and pound a little bit, they got a little jiu-jitsu skills, and they're well-balanced fighters. Back in the day, there were one-dimensional guys like Tank Abbott, the guy with the big beer belly. Okay, one of the UFC favorites. If you look at UFC history, I mean, people talk about, I remember the days of Tank Abbott. Yeah, that's what they remember. Big, fat guy used to drink beers, sort of like the Chris Areola of boxing, but in MMA. The bottom line is, Tank Abbott didn't win too many fights. Somebody told me Tank was still fighting. He's got to be like 48 years old, and the last picture I saw of him, he looked like Haystack Calhoun. Haystack Calhoun was like a 600-pound wrestler back in the day in 1960, so I don't think he should be fighting at the age of 48. The bottom line is Tank Abbott had a good rep, but as a tough guy, really not as a winner. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Riz, having defended that belt better than 28 years. If you are joining us for the very first time in the Ring Talk family of listeners, let me welcome you to the longest running fight show industry, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The way that you talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118.
$15,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Got to do something!
Little Tower of Power from the GASB, the Great American Soul Book album, 2009. Hit the Billboard charts, number 3, spent 19 weeks here. Of course, that's Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from the Silicon Valley, folks. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K. Kyle, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, listen, like, the world is coming down around me. Everybody's saying I'm out of my mind. Let's just go over it again. Chris Weidman's going to beat Anderson Silva on July 6th, correct?
No question. God, I'm getting the same kind of grief from everybody I know. Even fighters in the same gym as me are going to bat for Anderson, saying Weidman doesn't stand a chance. And we've been on the Weidman train since day one.
Yeah, he's the real deal, folks. He's never been taken off his feet. And I'm telling you, he's going to surprise Anderson Silva. Not that Silva's, you know, gone. I just think he's slipped a little bit, and I think that Weidman's at the point right now where this is the perfect time to challenge him. He sort of got a sleeping challenger. I think Silva's got to realize he's a real deal, don't you?
No question. And Vegas knows, too. Weidman's only, I think he's plus 200 right now. I mean, who's fought Anderson Silva that Vegas has given that much of a chance? Nobody.
Good point. I you know what? Maybe they're listening to you and I, because the bottom line is I really don't see this going anywhere. But, you know, in the world of MMA, with so many ways to win, so many ways to lose, of course, the spider being so skilled, so talented, the longest reigning a USC champion. I think he's like 33-4, but the longest running USC champion in history. But that's all coming to an end, I think, on July the 6th, as UFC 162. The UFC seems to be rocking it up. I went through the schedule. It looks like UFC 165 will be in Toronto, Canada, headlined by John Jones defending a light heavyweight title against Alexander Gustafsson. Why didn't they do this fight in Sweden? I really thought, can they do pay-per-view in Sweden, or is the time schedule that bad?
You know, I don't. I think they have trouble doing pay-per-views in Europe because of the time scheduling and just trying to maximize their money, you know?
Well, Jones, of course, is tied with Tito Ortiz for the most defenses in that 205-pound weight class. Speaking of Tito Ortiz, I reached out this week to Chris Cyborg Santos. I don't know if she's willing to come on the show or not, but she's got a fight in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And she's, what can I say, manly, to say the least. I wonder what she sounds like. I never even heard what she sounds like. Does she sound like a chick that takes steroids? I mean, does she sound like olive oil or something like what? Do you know? Kyle? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. As I said, I went through the UFC schedule. UFC 166 in October. Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos, 33. But I don't know. After Cain, listen, Cain outboxed him. Cain beat the boxer. That was so significant as far as that rematch was concerned in May, was that Cain outboxed the boxer. Junior Dos Santos, considered the best boxer pound for pound in the world of MMA, in the UFC, okay? In the heavyweight division, I mean, Junior Dos Santos was like the best boxer, bar none, okay? But Cain Velasquez, in the middle of that first round, landed a right-hand lead. Ba-boom, lights out almost for the defending champion at the time, and he hung on for five rounds, lost the decision going away, but they're going to hook it up in a rematch. Looks a third fight, the rubber match, looks like it'll go down in Houston, Texas, possibly in UFC 166 in Houston. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back on the line, Kyle Kingsbury. Now, Kyle, Bellator is coming back, and Bellator, why is it, how come I'm not feeling the buzz of Bellator that I was for the first season? What's going on? Why, do you think that hiatus they had, the fact they didn't have any fights on for a few weeks, took the wind out of the sails?
You know, I'm not sure. They had a great thing going, and obviously it cooled down a little bit. But this first show they had coming back, I mean, you saw much of the same that we saw in that last run, where you had the great knockouts, a lot of finishes. And I think that as that builds, they're going to be able to build it right back up to where they were.
As far as Bellator, run by Bjorn Rebney, and is owned by Viacom. I didn't know that. Viacom is the principal owner of the Bellator Fighting Championship. Of course, they are the cable network. Looks like the UFC is still trying to get into New York City. They had that assembly session. Of course, the UFC is not in the Big Apple because of one thing. That's because the Fertitta brothers own the station casinos in Las Vegas and non-union hotels, and the culinary workers are upset, and the people in New York are upset. Big-time labor is upset. But eventually, Kyle, you and I know it, money's going to prevail here, and you're going to see the UFC in the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden.
They have to, and they know with stars like John Jones, obviously if Chris Weidman becomes champ here, another fellow New Yorker, they just got so much money just waiting to be had there. And New York knows it too. So as big as the lobbyists they have for the culinary unions keeping MMA out of New York, eventually they're going to have to give and start collecting the money that all these other states are collecting by having UFC come to town.
A little interesting note here, and I'll mention this by Dave Meltzer, of course, in his Wrestling Observer newsletter that hits the should be in your mailbox if you live on the East Coast, sorry, like Monday or Tuesday, but I get it on Thursday or Friday. He said that the show, the August 17th show in Boston's in jeopardy, and the Boston Herald reported this. According to the UFC's Mark Ratner was involved in this. He said the show was happening, but they have to rush some work to get ready for it. There's a law in the books in Massachusetts that states all non-American citizens, here we go again, dogging the non-Americans, fighting in MMA bouts have to have a valid Social Security number. To get a valid Social Security number, you have to have a visa. A lot of the foreign fighters on the show already have visas, according to Meltzer. The rest of them are going to need them, but they would need to get them until near fight time. I don't know. Why are they keep putting impediments up in front of people to fight? I mean, all they're trying to do is work, entertain the public, and get the job done. And people are just throwing roadblock after roadblock, especially in the fighters that are coming over from across the pond. Recently, Bernard Hopkins, that guy Perrat, couldn't get a visa at the last minute. I think that was a fix. I think the promoter spent some money and called the Immigration Naturalization Service, Kyle, and had this guy's visa stopped because he was that bad of a fighter. But it's terrible. So the Boston show's in jeopardy right now. GSP is going to do a thing in Las Vegas. Is GSP going to be like the megastar in Vegas that he is in Canada?
I think so. Everybody loves GSP. He's humble. He's got the good looks. You know, he's got a little Van Damme accent going. Everybody loves GSP.
You know, there's a guy, I can't remember his name right now, but Van Damme was in a bar in New York City, and this guy walked in and knocked him out cold.
I know
one
who you're
punch.
Talking about. Chuck, what's his name? Chuck something, the Hells Angel guy.
Yeah, exactly. That guy was on my show a couple of times, man. That guy has professional killer written all over him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kyle Kingsbury back after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Must be missing an angel. Missing one angel child. Cause you're here with me right now. You're heavenly. Heavenly to me. Baby. Red kiss. Filled with tenderness. I want all I can.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. Up. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J. Duncan.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Talk it out, man.
Yeah! Baby, give it up, turn it loose.
Godfather of Soul, J.B. James Brown. May he rest in peace. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. We talk boxing and MMA. Of course, we combine that all into 1 hour. Then Sunday we hear 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. The first hour is all about boxing, and the second hour is all about MMA. And that is Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got our recent show with Larry Murch in the Boxing Hour. Man, a fantastic interview with the HBO Hall of Famer, of course. What is he now? 82, 83 years old. He's seen it all, folks, and he tells it all. Unplug Larry Murch and check him out, ringtalk.com. That's my website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And you can like me on Facebook because I got like 13,000 likes. 13,000 likes. Check it out. I'm not kidding you. I'm not bragging. It's the truth. Facebook.com/ringtalk. 12,971 likes at last check. You are tuned to the longest running show in history, fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking to UFC light heavyweight Kyle Kingsbury, the King Kyle Kingsbury. July 31st is the return of Bellator Fighting Championships, this time on a Wednesday night to Spike TV. Michael Chandler, 11-0, taking on David Rickles, 15-1. Chandler's the real deal. He could fight.
He most definitely can fight, but I'll tell you, Rickles really impressed me in a tournament last time, and I saw him fight a couple of times. In both those fights, he was extremely impressive.
Okay, so Rickles is a very live dog here, huh?
Yeah, and he's a guy who could take punishment and keep on coming. He looked like he was out of one of those fights and totally, he just grinded right through it, came back, and got the knockout. He's an awesome fighter.
Okay, now the Korean Zombie's getting a title shot. Who with? I think it's Aldo. He's going to fight Aldo. I'm pretty sure on that one, the Korean Zombie, because he was stepping in up as a last-minute replacement, so they're going to do this, I believe, in August. But, here's a guy, he lives up to the nickname. Anybody has seen him fight, man. He just takes punches and keeps coming, but that's got to be detrimental in the long run.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I know what it's like to eat a couple of punches over your career, and then, all of a sudden that eye doesn't hold up the same way it used to.
Okay. Cain Velasquez, the best cardio man probably in the history of the heavyweight division.
No question. Best cardio in all of AKA. We got a lot of great guys in there all the way down to lightweight.
And he smokes them all?
He's got better cardio than all of them.
And he's 260 pounds? Good Lord. I mean, 240 pounds. Man, that's the UFC heavyweight champion taking on Junior Dos Santos, their third fight possibly in Houston. They're fighting a third time. Is Cain Velasquez, I hate to say it, when he takes the air of Junior Dos Santos, who would be next on your list of opponents if he was to beat Dos Santos? Who would be next?
Well, it really depends on who's building up and coming up the ranks. And it sucks that Mark Hunt, got taken out the way that he did. It's awesome. But he was a guy who had that win streak where that would be a good matchup for him. I think now Travis Hoppe Brown, who really only has that loss because of the ACL injury to Bigfoot, he's undefeated other than that. He gets a couple more wins here. He's a big guy. He's in shape like Cain. He's not too heavy set, but he's long. He's got great power. I think he's a guy they could build up to that fight.
We're talking MMA, folks. UFC, of course, UFC 162 right around the corner, the Fan Expo, July 5th and 6th in Las Vegas. If you are an MMA fan, I suggest you get in your car wherever you're at in the United States and just drive to Las Vegas. You don't have to fly there. Get in the car. Spend a day in the car or something like that. Drive to Las Vegas. Drive on into Sin City, and get a nice cheap motel somewhere in town or maybe on the outskirts of town. You don't have to stay at the Bellagio. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. But this Fan Expo, I think if you're an MMA fan, if you're a fan of the UFC and you want to meet all the fighters, and they'll all be there. Well, everybody on the roster will be there, right, Kyle?
Not everybody in the roster, but a lot of the main guys, pretty much everybody in the top 10 in each division, a lot of vendors, a lot of MMA sponsorship guys. There's going to have a lot of swag to give out. It's going to be a great thing for everybody.
Okay. July 5th and 6th in Las Vegas, UFC Fan Expo. Now, back to that main event, Chris Weidman, 9-0. Of course, he's never been taken off his feet, 33-4 is Anderson Silva. We predicted the upset there. Frankie Edgar taking on Charles Oliveira. Oliveira got a shot here.
He's been really good at times, and he's lost other times where he shouldn't have. I think Frankie Edgar's just going to mow right through him.
Okay, GSP, we talked about him a little earlier. GSP, of course, Georges St. Pierre, the world welterweight champion, came back from that torn ACL. They replaced his ACL like with a one from a cadaver, and it should have worked. But GSP is going to take on the hardest puncher in his weight class right now. I'm talking about Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks can knock you out with one punch, Kyle. He could knock me. I mean, he could probably knock down a wall with one punch.
He can, and he's an incredible wrestler. And both of those things, if you talk about how can you beat GSP, you saw, you know, Matt Serra knock him out before. He's susceptible. You know, he can get hit. But I think stylistically, it takes too long for Hendricks to drop that bomb. And I think that's going to cause for him to get taken down by GSP, which not a lot of people will expect. But expect GSP to put Hendricks on his back.
Okay, Gilbert Melendez is going to take on Diego Sanchez later in the year. I thought maybe the UFC was going to put together a rematch of him and Benson Henderson. Henderson's, he's really, I mean, he talks about wanting to be the longest reigning UFC champion in history and things like that. And he sure is well skilled, and he's young, and he's the quintessential package as far as the total package for an MMA fighter right now, I think.
He's awesome. He's an amazing fighter, but his fights are a little bit too close to have goals like that and expectations like that. Obviously, you can have the goals, but to realistically expect that, I don't think it's going to happen. All his fights are extremely close, even when he won the title. And I think that's a very tough division. A lot of guys coming up, you could lose the belt, any of them.
So he needs to step on the gas.
He just has to have more finishing power. That's all it is.
You know, I try to explain that to people. And, you know, Floyd Mayweather's gotten away with it going 12 rounds. Thank God fights aren't 15 rounds. We have to watch 15 rounds of Floyd slapping some guy around. But anyway, let's go back to the UFC 162. Mark Munoz, the aforementioned Mark Munoz, the guy that got throttled, got slammed, got turned out. I can use all these different adjectives, and none of them are good for Mark Munoz, 12-3, taking on the gatekeeper, the man that is a truth maker, Tim Botch, 16-5. Man, Tim, they keep putting in Tim in tough every time, huh?
Honestly, I've been so impressed with Tim Botch at 185, and I love Mark Munoz, but I think Botch is going to win this fight.
Wow, there's an upset for you, Tim Botch over Mark Munoz. Munoz, wasn't he the NCAA champion?
He was an incredible D1 wrestler.
Okay, and Chris Weidman just annihilated him. I mean, Mark Munoz never got really an offense. I don't remember him getting too many offensive moves in that fight.
No, he got taken down at will, and he got held down. He got stuck on his back, and that's what's crazy. You talk about a great wrestler. If a guy got Koscheck or somebody gets taken down, generally they're going to get back to their feet. But Weidman's got that ability to just hold you down.
Okay. What is it like to be the USC fighter in the spotlight? I mean, you've walked into the octagon, the pressure's all on you, this and that. Is the tough part of a fight, it was for me, Kyle, we'll talk with Kyle Kingsbury, of course, the USC light heavyweight, but it was for me, Kyle, was that dressing room thing. And I go, and I may sound redundant on this, but people just don't get it. Somebody sent me a letter a couple of weeks ago, an email saying, what was the most stressful thing about fighting? It was waiting for the fight in the dressing room, and the day before, I didn't dig that. Why don't we just fight?
Yeah, all the time you have to spend going through the motions with the media and doing all that stuff, jumping through hoops here and there, that really just is old and tiring. And certainly for Weidman, who this is his first time going into this, it's going to be a little bit draining, but I don't think it's going to affect him as much as people think.
You know, the bookies have said a 2-1 underdog, that's pretty good odds. I didn't think that he would get that low, but the bottom line is I think Las Vegas realized, and I think there's money coming in. I think wise guys that realize that this is the bet of bets as far as underdogs. So you're not going to get – usually don't get big money betting against Anderson Silva, because when you bet against Anderson Silva in the past, you've lost every time just about in any, as I said, the longest-running UFC champion in history. But it's all coming to an end July the 6th. Watch that. Circle that date on your calendar. If you can get to Las Vegas for the Fan Expo, do so. But the fight on July 6th, it'll be on pay-per-view, and you can't afford a ticket. And people say, Pedro, why'd you even suggest this? But go to Las Vegas and watch a fight on closed circuit in a bar or at the hotel or something like that. Pay $40 for it, because this event's going to be sold out, no question about it. And enjoy it like that. You don't have to be there actually for the fight itself, watching in the arena. If you're watching on pay-per-view, you can get the ambiance. In fact, I miss the world of pay-per-view, but here in the States with boxing and things like that. But you can get the ambiance, you have a good time, and guess what? You'll spend a fraction of what you're going to spend to watch the fight inside the MGM Grand. Kyle, the main event, as we said, in the bag, Frankie Edgar going to probably win that semi-main event. is the this UFC's got to pick up numbers because the last UFC didn't do too well. Cain Velasquez and Bigfoot didn't do all that good. In fact, the undercard, as far as the FX cable is concerned, was the lowest rated show in history.
Well, everyone knew the outcome of the main event. You know, Cain and Bigfoot, they saw that one already not too long ago, and Bigfoot just got destroyed. So there wasn't a lot of dollars coming in to see a rematch of something they knew was going to happen all over again. I think if they can hype Weidman enough and let people know who he is and what he's done, who he's beat, and how this guy's winning, then the fight will sell itself.
We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC light heavyweight. Of course, he gets things done at Facebook. Facebook.com, Kyle Kingsbury?
Look me up, Kyle Kingsbury, and then at Kingsboo on Twitter. That's where you'll find me most.
Right. Do you do the Twitter thing. I can't get into Twitter. How come I can't get into that? I mean, somehow it just doesn't click for me.
140 characters, short and sweet. People follow you. You don't have to follow back. You don't have to get all these people in your news feed. Just people you want to see.
Okay. Well, can I get? I got 13,000 likes on Facebook for the show. Do you think I can get that on the tweets or what?
Oh yeah, I'll retweet you on Twitter. Get your numbers up for sure.
Good enough. Twitter.com/ringtalk. Kyle Kingsbury, all the best to you, man. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend. I will talk to you soon. We'll talk before UFC 162 goes down July the 6th in Las Vegas. All the best. You have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. You too, buddy.
The king, Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the man that tells it like it is. He's not politically correct. He tells it like you want to hear it, right? In a manner in which you can understand, it's clear, it's concise. That's what he delivers. He's the real deal. Just like our boxing hour. We brought you the bread man, Stephen the Breadman Edwards. He delivers as well. You want guests, they're going to tell you what's on their mind and be honest about it. In fact, in hour number one, the boxing hour, I sort of tested the bread man. He's a trainer. I said to him, you know, if I was going to fight, I would, you know, back in the day, I think I would have thought about, you know, cheating with performance-enhancing drugs. And, oh, no, Pedro, that's a low. I've tested him, man. He came back just the way he wanted. And, of course, Kyle Kingsbury, the unpolitically correct, not politically correct, light heavyweight contender for the UFC, got to give him props. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One segment to go, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Tower of Power.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
The Munsters. Fred Gwynn and... say it again. Al Lewis. That's right, Al Lewis. God, grandfather. Anyway, Dave Meltzer's reporting in his Wrestling Observer newsletter coming out tomorrow. Ric Flair, Ric Flair's kid, Reed Flair. Remember him? He was a professional wrestler. He was like a B guy, B-minus type of guy. Anyway, he died on March 29th. It was an accidental overdose of heroin. No surprise there. I mean, God, the guy OD'd twice in 2010. In 2009, he was passed out of the wheel of a car at a stop sign. You know, what can I say? He's had some bad, bad, bad issues. And when guys get hooked on heroin, for some reason, it's such a high. It's such an incredible high, I've been told. My stepfather was a heroin addict, okay? And he told me, he said, it's the greatest high you ever had in your life. Because he was dying at the time, and he was on morphine. He told me, I said, are you feeling okay? Does this drug make you feel good? Because they shot him up with all kinds of morphine. He said, nothing like horse. And what he meant by horse was heroin. He said that was the greatest high of all time. But he died from a heroin overdose, a combination of that and Xanax. You copy the combination of the two, man. When I say the kid's dead, what's he, like 25 years old? Good Lord, that's a long time. Now, let me go over this UFC schedule for fights that haven't been announced until right now. And I want you to make sure that you get a chance to go out and get tickets for these fights, to see the fights live. Of course, it looks like UFC 166. It's not on paper yet, but it looks like it's going to go down in Houston, Texas, and that will be in October. So circle the October dates for the people in the Texas area. Of course, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez in the main event. 167, UFC 167, November 16th in Vegas, GSP, Georgia St. Pierre, and the hard-punching Johnny Hendricks, UFC 167. That's in Las Vegas, November 16th. 168, man, the rowdy one. Ronda Rousey, December 28th, also in Las Vegas. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate, something's got to give here. Miesha, I love you, baby, but guess what? Ronda's the woman. Until she gets beat, she is the choice. Of course, that is UFC 168, closing out the year 2013, a very good year in the world of mixed martial arts, especially for the UFC and their parent company, Zuffa Sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the octagon of life. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's all about you, the listeners. Until next time, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Peace, respect, and all the best to you.